I was looking at something here today, and this comes from Jeremiah chapter 33. In Jeremiah chapter 33, God is speaking and to Jeremiah, and he says this, as the host of heaven, this is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 22, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. And I'm going to focus on the first part of that where it says, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured. Now, let me just take the second part real quick because it's not the main focus. The sand of the sea cannot be measured because we don't have the capability of doing it. Sand is always being created and destroyed. And through the erosion, sand is always being created. And the sand of the sea is always increasing and decreasing all the time. You'd never be able to measure it. It's just a constant state of flux. But the host of heaven cannot be numbered. This is what I wanted to focus on here. In the ancient day, before lights, the artificial lighting and all of that, you looked up in the sky and you could see the Milky Way. You could see a lot better than you can in most places today because of the light pollution. And they calculated that the total number of stars that could be seen by the human eyes, this is before the development of the telescope as well, was less than 5,000 stars. And so at one point, people would look at this, and as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, they would say, well, wait a minute, and we can count them. There's less than 5,000. Talk about the stars in the sky. Then, of course, when they developed the telescope in the 17th century and Galileo began looking into the sky, he found, lo and behold, there's a lot more than 5,000 stars. Now, his telescope was rather limited in power. And now today, the telescopes that we have today, and of course the Hubble telescope that's orbiting the Earth, parts of the sky that if you were to look up with Galileo's telescope that looked empty are now found to contain millions and billions of stars. And the Bible says that the number of stars cannot be numbered, and we don't have the capability. They estimate that in the universe right now, there's 10,000 billion trillion stars. That's a one followed by 25 zeros. If you start counting today and you counted one every tenth of a second or hundredth of a second or even a thousandth of a second, you would never, ever be able to count that number of stars. Now, that's a great scientific fact right there, but let's put another thing that God says about this that some people, critics of the Bible, would say, well, it's a contradiction. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 26, God says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. And he's talking about the stars in the sky again. The stars that he told Jeremiah cannot be numbered because, humanly speaking, we cannot number them. But it says that God knows which each star is, and he has a name for each and every star. So even though we cannot number them, there's still a finite number of stars that God created. God knows all of them. He knows the number of them. He has names for each one of them. He knows each one of them's properties and everything. He knows more than the astronomers do, and he knows more that he revealed to Jeremiah and Isaiah thousands of years before the telescope was ever invented. That, again, another scientific proof of God in God's word. Stars that cannot be numbered by man, but they're finite in number, and God knows each and every one of them by name. How about that?